Jeffy 101 Stadium. Week 2 is golden up to make it to the final showdown. Grab your ticket at www.betfay and watch the game live on Super Sports and the Apple Facebook page.
This stadium has fun. The headline, PSO warned Buick, Focus 6 may undermine electric transparency in Spain. Governor expert calls for orderly news barricade policies ahead of August elections. And in global news, a Kenyan appeal court overturned ruling that affirms the right to abortion. The Consortium of Civil Society Organizations focused on youth government and constitutional reason has urged Congress to update the gaps in the electoral process Amendment Bill No. 44 of 2026, warning that the proposed law could undermine transparency, fairness, and accountability in elections, making submissions before the Parliamentary Committee scrutinizing the bill. Consortium Chairperson Albert Munda said the proposed legislation in its current form contains significant gaps relating to constitutional alignment, legal clarity, structural coherence and practical implementation. Mr. Munda noted that while the consortium acknowledges the progressive intent of the bill, particularly its efforts to operationalize the proportional representation of the electoral system, strengthen nomination processes and enhance electoral administration, it still requires further refinement to meet its intended objectives. The consortium comprises several organizations, including the Center for Peace, Research and Advocacy, Center for Protection of Human Rights and Advancement of Democracy, Community Action Against Political Violence and Government Elections Advocacy, the State Citizens Initiative Summit. ADO are the Southern African Center for the Constructive Revolution of Discourse, the Zambia Center for Transparency and Progressive Leadership, and the Zambia Civil Liberties Union.
Reviewing this current story from Global News Factor, relating to the Latin American movement, legal structural coherence, and practical implementation. It was an abuse. These gaps reach by undermining the very objectives of the deal seeks to achieve, including transparency, fairness, accountability, and public confidence in the electoral system. The consortium proposed amendments address a much more restrictive framework, but are fundamental to ensuring that the law is constitutionally and effectively working and democratically legitimate. In practice, in particular, the proposal seeks to clarify the key definitions and timing. The consortium respectfully urges the Parliamentary Select Committee to adopt these recommendations in full.
Government expert Reggie Miller have called on government and the family of the late former President Edgar Lungu to urgently reach an amicable agreement on the barrier arrangements of the former head of state before August general election. He said under pressure that prolonged uncertainty surrounding the barrier may lead to unfounded claims, including suggestions of postponing the elections, an outcome he stressed is not permitted under the Constitution. He has also urged members of the public to refrain from issuing baseless statements on social media regarding the remains of the former president. Mitterrand has emphasized the need for society to uphold respect for the former head of state, even in death. He further expressed concern that some politicians are taking advantage of the situation to gain political advantage.
Our wish as Zambian people is to see the two parties, the government of the Republic of Zambia and the Lungu family, coming together to harmonize this situation so that we can finally put to rest the remains of the former head of state. This is not about elections that are coming in August. We can still harmonize. The possibility of rescheduling the elections for this year are not there. My words of caution to those that have snitching on social media, those that are issuing baseless statements on social media, is that, you know, we are talking about the former head of state who should not be politicized in any way, because some people have taken advantage and they want to get some political mileage out of it.
A 55-year-old man has died after reporting the collapse in large insurance pools on the Nancy supermarket in the Camon village of Santa Vista in Eastern Province. The St. Province Police Commissioner Robertson Wenda says the incident occurred roughly around 15 hours and was later reported at Mesa Peace and Arandazi Peace Station at about 16 hours. Mr. Wenda explains that the report was made by Robertson Wenda, aged 45, of Daudi Village in Chief Mogad area, who reported that the base of his father's stomach in Wenda aged 45. He says that on the same day at around 06 hours, the deceased left his home to visit his mother in Camon village. While there, he made friends and began consuming food without eating. In a statement, Mr. Wenda says that the deceased mental collapse and was rushed to an internal health post where he was confirmed dead. The Department of Immigration has detained 101 individuals suspected of being in the country illegally in Zuzu District or the Eastern Province following a cleanup operation carried out on April 24, 2022. According to Chief Public Relations Officer Namaste Ashanka, those apprehended include 92 Malawian nationals, 5 Mozambican nationals, 1 Burundian national, and 3 individuals whose nationalities have not yet been confirmed. Ms. Ashanka stated that authorities are currently conducting a screening process to determine the immigration status of the individuals and to guide the next course of legal action. In a separate incident, Ms. Ashanka has revealed that 10 Somali nationals aged between 19 and 30 were apprehended in Southern Province on April 25, 2022, following a tip off from a member of the public during an operation by immigration officers. During the same operation, a 16-year-old Zambian national, Mazara Sirajeni, was arrested for allegedly assisting the suspected immigrant. Mr. Ashanka further revealed that the suspected Zimbabwean national identified only as Joseph and believed to have played a role in facilitating the group's illegal movement is currently at large.
On 24 April 2026, the department conducted a cleanup operation in Zuzu District, which resulted in the apprehension of 101 suspected immigrants. Those apprehended comprised 92 Malawian nationals, 5 Mozambican nationals, 1 Burundian national, and 3 individuals whose nationalities are yet to be determined. Screening is currently underway to establish the immigration status of those apprehended in a separate incident on the same day, acting on a tip-off from a concerned citizen regarding suspected corrupted immigrants allegedly being transported for the cultures in a Muslim village. Immigration officers based at the Victoria College border control agency conducted an operation in the 8 hours of Saturday 25th April 2026 and officers intercepted 10 Somali nationals aged between 19 and 30.
The Alliance for Zambian and Former Colony Association has welcomed the lifting of the travel ban for public service workers, describing the decision as both timely and progressive for the country's economic growth. Government last week revoked the statutory instruments that had prohibited night travel, a move aimed at supporting the implementation of the recently approved 24-hour economy. Alliance President Pastor Junior says the development is expected to boost activity in both the formal and informal sectors, particularly benefiting traders who rely on flexible travel schedules to conduct business. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Junior noted that the policy shift will also help lower the cost of doing business by reducing delays caused by restricted travel hours. He has had over 40 employers to introduce major out-of-shift systems for drivers, noting that many road accidents are linked to human errors without employee fatigue.
The other major issue due to the issues are experiences, which is the issue very important, security of the passengers, security of the motorists. Not only that, let's talk about other institutions of government, like the Ministry of Labor and the Social Security, and other government institutions are supposed to be so proactive.